Regenesis. Her mother told her not to buy the place. Something terrible has happened here. Before, mown lawns and garden beds, stubbled pasture had grown from sour earth. Before that, axes had felled kauri. Fires had burnt bush, rain scar had carried swathes of silt, seaward, leaving bitter ground behind. In winter, a bog. In summer, cracked clay. For decades before the woman moved in, cut grass was dumped under the old puriri, not thrown in the compost to fester with potato peelings and fish guts, not over the bank, out of sight, not round the fruit trees, not even during the long hot summers when their roots clamoured for moisture. The pile had grown so large it reached a grove of nikau palms where kereru and kaka came to eat the red fruit. Heaped grass turned brown, then black, fermenting into a solid layer pierced by slender roots. The trees sucked the nutrients upwards, raising their green crowns to the sun. The woman stood under the old puriri, sensed the horror and grief her mother had described. But she heard trees crying, not people. She dug into the dark pile, felt the satisfaction of driving her spade deep into black earth. Her saplings put their roots down into black gold. In spring, new leaves emerged. In summer, she covered the soil with thick layers of rich mulch. By the following year, the lawn had disappeared. Each morning, the woman woke to the sound of trees singing.